At the November 2nd Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, School Superintendent Terrence Beam announced that after 2 years, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Distance Learning and Telemedicine grant has finally been approved. The BOE applied for that grant about 2 years ago when the COVID-19 pandemic was causing schools to close to in-person teaching and resorting to distance learning as an alternative. At the time, many students lacked access to internet devices needed for distance learning, and the purpose for applying for this grant was to obtain devices for all students from kindergarten through 12th grade, K through 12. Approval of that grant kept getting delayed, so eventually the schools used alternative funding to supply devices to students from 8th grade through 12th grade. Now, all students from K through 12 will have devices. The approved grant is for $434,779. In addition to this, the schools are receiving another $400,000 for internet connections from earmark funding by Senator Joe Manchin. Among other things, that earmark will probably enable outside internet connections to be placed at Green Bank Elementary Middle School, which are needed there because it's the only school without wireless internet because of its proximity to the Green Bank Observatory. Laurie Wayne addressed the board, thanking them for all their support to the Green Bank School following the tragic death of a second grade student who attended school there. She also expressed support for early dismissals on Wednesdays so teachers can prepare and conduct meetings with parents. Wayne asked the board if they could do anything about soccer teams having to play in a section that includes some AA teams, saying that this is unfair and prevents them from winning because of schools like Charleston Catholic being in the same section. Beam addressed these points, saying that Pocahontas County schools are one of only 4 counties in the state doing early dismissals on some Wednesdays. And of those 4, Pocahontas County is the only one doing it through December, while the other 3, Mineral, Jefferson, and Berkeley counties, will end their early dismissals at the end of November. Regarding the placement of single A and double A teams in the same sections, Beam said that the WVSSAC does not allow input from school superintendents on issues like that, but principals have some say. He agrees that a lot of schools are upset with this and thinks it will be addressed. Beam also said their Slavin property in Green Bank will go up for auction at 2 p.m. on Friday, November 12th, and any proceeds from that sale will be used for facility maintenance and repairs. In other actions at this meeting, the board approved the process for the annual evaluation of the superintendent for the 2022-2023 school year in accordance with the template developed by the state, approved a revision of their excessive heat in schools policy, approved allowing the restricted substitute waiver for the remainder of the school year as needed, approved in-state travel by private vehicle to tournaments by the PCHS VEX robotics team during their season, which runs from December through March. These will be paid for by the PCHS STEM Club. Approved Green Bank Elementary Middle School's 8th grade students to travel by charter bus to Virginia Beach on June 6, 2022 through June 10th. This trip will be paid for by fundraising. They approved former Green Bank Elementary Middle School 8th grade students to travel by charter bus to Virginia Beach on the same dates. The trip was originally scheduled for May 19th through May 22nd, 2020, but was postponed because of the pandemic. Approval of the following additional school-based fundraising events for this school year to be added to the Green Bank Elementary Middle School's fundraising list. RADA, R-A-D-A, Spaghetti Dinner, Cakewalk, 50-50 Drawing, Yeti Cooler Raffle, and Flower Sale. And finally, they approved the recommended personnel actions, which can be found by clicking on the link to the official board agenda for this meeting found in this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.